www.blogtalkradio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition, and we'll take your calls about what you want at 855-453. That number is brought to you by Staples CAI. You can get interactive over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site for you, controlling the content of the site. You can do it. You can submit things to it. Others vote on those items on the site, and the most voted up make it to the front page. Get interactive at freetalklive.com. We can talk about the chemtrail thing here in a moment. Somebody called about that, and I've got the science on it. This claim that chemtrails, they're different from contrails. Well, they're all contrails. As you pointed out, Mark, why would they do this during the daytime? There would have to be a bunch of people involved in this. Why would anybody talk about it? Why
would
somebody
spray their kids with this stuff?
Why would someone
will talk about
family if they're trying to control people's minds and or poison people or whatever? But let's get to the science here in a moment. We've got James on the line first, though, listening in Virginia. James, you're listening to WNIS. Hey, what's on your mind?
Boy, that last caller.
Woo!
Talk about fear and paranoia all mixed into one.
Yeah, and he didn't even smoke pot. Sorry.
That's a pot joke.
That is a pot. It's kind of an unfair shot at pot smokers because, I mean, I've smoked plenty of pot. So, anyway, go ahead.
Hey, you are preaching to the choir.
Very good, sir.
I'm
so what's on your mind tonight?
I am calling about your previous caller from last week's show. You were talking about the FBI and their camera program.
Yeah, the one that they're putting in as a billion-dollar monitoring system across the country. Yeah, that one.
That big boondoggle, yes.
Mm-hmm.
This one caller stated that, well, if you have nothing to fear, what do you have to hide?
Yep. What do you think about that?
Well, I just brought back a quote from 1964, Barry Goldwater. And he stated that extremism in the place of liberty is no vice.
No vice, yep. That's
Your civil liberty. For the good of the country, I believe Ben Franklin warned us about that.
All right. Who gets to decide what the good of the country is anyway? What would make anyone think that some politician has their best interests in mind? How are they the ones who were, elected to decide what was good and what was not? And to give up my liberties is definitely not a good thing. And I don't see how anything good could come from giving up liberties.
How many civil liberties do you think we gave up for the Patriot Act?
Quite a few.
Well, I didn't give anything up.
They just took them.
Yeah, they're just destroying as much freedom as they possibly can. James, thanks for your thoughts. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, I'd like to quote now Karl Marx. Useful idiots. I mean,
useful idiots. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way some people think. I think are really delusionally misguided.
James, I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight, sir. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bill in Arkansas, listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Bill.
Hey. Earlier you had a guy who was, identified himself as a Southern Baptist, and he was talking about he was a marijuana user. And where does I don't see the tie there. I don't see the thing where there's a Christianity issue is with marijuana use. I just don't see it at all.
What do you mean when you say there's an issue? I'm confused.
There's no connection between being a Christian and smoking marijuana.
He was just saying he was a Christian who smokes marijuana.
Yeah, but you were saying where you thought that he could see how he wouldn't want to let anybody know that.
Well,
there were two people that called. One guy was the guy who did smoke them. Okay, I see what you're saying. The guy who is going to a Baptist church who admitted to smoking marijuana but wanted to keep it quiet. You're confused?
You're confused.
I am.
Because the guy's being crystal clear on that.
That's why I'm asking for clarification.
Fact is, the churches tend to be relatively conservative organizations, and my experience is in the several churches I went to and the Christian school I went to, they basically said that doing drugs was anti-God and all this sort of thing. So if one has come to the conclusion that isn't the case, one might not want to share it at their church.
Okay. Did they say that the same church that you were involved with, did they say that drinking was against the Bible?
I was a Methodist, and so that would be nominally against the rules, but I'm sure that it was done. They didn't spend much time on alcohol at all. They said Jesus turned water into wine.
I mean, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing fundamentally, and I'm a fundamentalist. I'm a Christian. I'm a Bible fundamentalist. And also, in past years, I've smoked a lot of marijuana, grew a lot more than I ever smoked. I drink a lot. I'm a fundamentalist, a Bible fundamentalist Christian, and there's absolutely nothing that should deter anybody from smoking or drinking and still having their Christian beliefs.
You know, in the Bible, didn't it say something like, you know, God gave all the plants to man for his use or something like that? I mean,
it said drink not unto drunkenness.
That's referring to, you know, let's say being an alcoholic, which obviously is not okay. A good thing for a person. That's completely different than drinking or even drinking. You know, obviously you drink to enjoy the effects of the alcohol. I mean, it's foolish to believe that.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I was just asking you, I mean, as a fundamentalist, I thought you might know the passage, because I don't know it, the one where
you're absolutely correct. That is the passage in the Bible, and that's the way I've always taken that as well.
You're a fully reasonable person, Bill, and I appreciate your thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Jason, calling from an undisclosed location. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how's it going? That passage you're looking for is Genesis 1, verse 29.
Wow, that was fast. Congratulations.
Get your little concordance ready for grass.
Just so you know, I that's as far as I got with the Bible.
That's all you know about the Bible?
That's all you needed.
All I know about the Bible is it says grass is cool.
No, it actually says all plants bearing of seed. Anything that grows from a seed shall be meat or something like that. You know how the Bible talks kind of funny, but...
Right, yeah. So plants that put out suckers, I guess strawberry plants, you know, they put out suckers and reproduce that way. So, no, not good enough.
No, they have little seeds on them, and the actual strawberry is the nutrients for the little seeds.
Maybe so.
All right, so what else
But I actually wanted to talk to about, it's not just people that work at pizza joints. I'm a controls engineer, and if you don't know what that is, it's industrial automation.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked at a place with a guy for 3 years, and I didn't know it, but he smoked and I smoked, and we both hid it from each other the whole time until he switched jobs and no longer had any professional ties with me. And
how did
we
it come
were out drinking
that?
One day, and his girl was like, you know, we need to smoke. And I was like, awesome.
So what do you do with your job?
Do you use one of these laser water cutter things?
No, I work on the computer system that controls the automation.
How many people can die if you do your job wrong?
There's the potential for many, yes.
No, God, don't smoke on the job.
Are you getting high at work?
No, never. One of the biggest aspects of my job is safety. So, like, you know, if there's an auger, all the lids need safety switches, and there's right. various different kinds of safety protocol. But my job's really stressful, so when I get off work, I run home. And, you know, load up and blaze on.
Right on, Jason. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So, another responsible marijuana user.
Yeah,
there are
millions
of them.
I want to do whatever defense I can here of this this gentleman who is, you know, many people are, the lives are on the line. Is no one would have a problem if this guy went home and knocked back a few. And he could potentially go to work the next day with a hangover and be in a lot worse shape. Everybody knows who's drank alcohol knows what it's like that next morning and how foggy you can be and how many mistakes you can make. It's not nearly as common with marijuana.
Let's continue with your thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. If we get a chance, we'll talk about a new currency that's apparently gaining in popularity in Colorado.
What about the contrails?
And the contrails. We got that, too. The science coming up. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Live Saturday edition of the program, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the point of the program tonight with you here. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And once again, drop into freetalklive.com, where you'll find a lot of features, including listening options. We have the broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the program. You can go and listen to any one of those you want. They're all free at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll learn about the other listening options we have, including radio stations, over 110 of them on AM and FM across the country. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about those, as well as our satellite listening choices, which include XM Satellite Radio, as well as our KU Band Free Air Channel, the webcam, and the listen lines. All of it allows you to tune in various different ways. Listen.freetalklive.com.
If you want to get bitcoins, and we've talked about bitcoins a great deal on this show, and they are a new online currency, if you're interested in getting them, the way to get them is BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com makes available to you more than 750,000 locations around the world where you can deposit bitcoins. Chances are very good, if you're hearing my voice, that there's one within 10 miles of you. So you can go online to bitinstant.com, get a deposit number, go to that location, deposit some cash, whether it's a major bank or a Walmart or a 7-Eleven or CVS or one of these places, deposit some cash, and by the time you get home, you'll have bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet. It's bitinstant.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Let's continue with your phone calls. James, listening in Chicago via iHeartRadio to the Mike 92.1 in Madison. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey,
first
great.
Time listening to this program.
Welcome, sir.
Really enjoying the conversation.
Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to add a little something to, especially given the previous caller's statement of possible casualties at work. I smoked marijuana for about a decade. I really enjoyed it. In fact, I wish it was legal now. Having as many medical problems as I have, it could really help get me off of some of these prescription drugs that I have to take for anxiety and a whole number of things. But I was working at a steel mill about 10 years ago, and I had quit marijuana then for the job, obviously. But we had some fellas there that were still using, in the workplace during work. And this went on for a couple months, and it got to the point where, well, I was a millwright apprentice, fixing machinery. It got to the point where we had a couple crane operators who were just dozing off at the controls. We had one crash a 60,000-ton bundle right into one of the smoke stacks or one of the air purifying things coming off of the machinery.
Crazy.
And it was at that point where I said, this is something I agree with. I think everybody should have the freedom to, use whatever they want to use outside of work. But people's lives are at risk here. And don't I have an obligation morally to, because it's what if someone died and then I would feel like that was on, my hands. So sure. I ended up turning the guys in. I turned the two guys in. They used to smoke weed right out of the picnic table at lunchtime.
And this is what the government does.
Just completely lit.
This is what the government does to people, is it makes them take sides. Look, I'm on the side of alcohol legalization. Frankly, that's a war that's been won. But if there were some crane operators that were handling 60,000-ton bundles of steel where I worked and people's lives were in danger because of these guys drinking on the job, I don't think I'd have a problem with reporting them. And the way that
you reported them to the company, right? Not the police.
Right, right. Not to the authorities. No, I reported them to my supervisor, and they were subsequently fired.
Yeah, I think that's, I don't think that's an irresponsible thing to do. I mean, you're looking out for the best interests of the job and the people that were working there, and they were being irresponsible. And whether it's being irresponsible through drinking or not getting enough sleep at night, you want to talk about mistakes being made. You don't get enough sleep, you're likely to screw something up and hurt yourself or hurt
that's
somebody else.
That's very true. Frankly, I don't know why we don't have laws considering marijuana that we have for alcohol use. Use it whenever you want. If you're caught driving, then you get in trouble. Anything where you're put in a situation, you can't drink on the job, you can't drink and drive. I don't understand why we don't have laws that how many people do we have that get killed in alcohol related accidents every year?
Yeah, probably a lot more than you have in marijuana-related accidents. And there's probably,
I would imagine so, yeah.
Probably a lot more people smoke.
That's because marijuana smokers are better drivers, statistically, a very small percentage better than sober drivers.
They're certainly better than alcohol drivers.
And they're way better than impaired drivers. Hey, thanks, James, for the call, man.
But I don't think that makes it okay to smoke and drive. And I think mostly from a cultural perception standpoint is people wouldn't accept it.
Hey, thanks for the call, James. Appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We had a guy calling about contrails, or rather chemtrails was his theory, which is not a new one. We've certainly heard it before. But I pointed out to him that, because he brought out, they trotted out this old claim about chemtrails that, well, chemtrails stay up in the air longer than the contrails do. And, you know, it sounds like an interesting claim on its face. Like, oh, yeah, look, there's a chemtrail over there and there's a contrail over there. Difference. Yep, different. Well, it turns out there's science behind the explanation as to why contrails, all contrails, don't behave the same way. And there are a couple of different reasons. And I would
basically, the answer is the weather.
You know, different conditions at different points in the sky, sure, and the planes. But I'll give you the science here from contrailscience.com.
Well, you know, they're a bunch of government shills.
They talk about the science and pseudoscience of contrails and chemtrails in their article, Why Do Some Planes Leave Long Trails But Others Don't? So what are contrails? Well, they are formed when the water in jet exhaust, and there's a lot of it, like car exhaust on a cold day, mixes with wet, cold air and condenses out as ice crystals.
And by the way, yeah, I mean, there's more exhaust on cars on cold days.
Contrails are actually a type of cirrus cloud. When the air is wet and cold enough, the trails can stay around for a long time, and sometimes spread out. Now, there are two main reasons why some planes leave trails and some do not. The less common reason is that different planes have different engines, as you touched on briefly, Mark, earlier. The engines, and some engines, need different conditions to leave contrails. For example, they show a picture, an Airbus from 1991, an A340 leaving contrails, and a Boeing 707 not leaving contrails, both flying at the same height at 33,000 feet. But the newer engines of the Airbus A340 produce more water vapor at a different temperature, and so therefore will make contrails in the same conditions as the other plane, which doesn't. But the main reason why you see trails on some planes but not others is very simple. It's because the planes are at different altitudes. The reason one plane makes contrails or makes contrails that persist and the other does not is that they're in different regions of the air. So let's call those, for simplicity, let's refer to those regions of air as wet air and dry air, although differences are a bit more complex than that. When the plane is in wet air, it makes a contrail. In dry air, it does not. Surely you might object, why would they have to be, well, then they'd have to be miles apart. Well, no, and that brings me to another point, says the author at contrailscience.com. Wet air and dry air can exist within a few feet of each other. Consider, for example, clouds. What are clouds?
That's true.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Inside the cloud, it's
wetter.
Outside, it's
drier.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves, and that's you know, pretty much all I need to know about this chemtrail conspiracy. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
We're losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you, 855-450-FREE. You may take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-3733. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. You may visit it for free. You may enjoy all the features there on the house. But give it all away, FreeTalkLive.com. And if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote us at promote.freetalklive.com. You can get a free bumper sticker. The instructions are there. And also download web graphics you can utilize on your website, maybe your blog. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. We've also got other stuff like flyers that you can print out, distribute around town or wherever. It's all free. Promote.freetalklive.com. So, you know, just a little bit more here. This website is great, by the way, contrailscience.com. Whoever it is that's behind the site does an incredible job at debunking the claims about the various different claims out there about chemtrails, this conspiracy theory that the government is out there spraying us with either a poison, a mind control chemical, or they're just trying to modify the weather. And, you know, maybe it's true. In some instances, governments have sprayed people. Like, we've seen that. Mark, you and I used to live in Florida. Malathion was sprayed at one point, which is this mosquito?
Anti-mosquito
chemical, which everybody knew that was happening because, well, it was obvious.
They let you know in the news.
They told you about it, and when it happened, it was obvious that you were being sprayed. There was, like, residue
Yeah, they told you to wash the cars afterwards.
So you know, it's not to say that hasn't happened. And if it is happening, I fully oppose it. I mean, it's a terrible idea to spray people without their consent with chemicals that they're not interested necessarily in receiving.
But it's worse to spray them without their warning.
But to believe that, oh my God, look up in the sky, it's a pattern staying there, and so therefore it's a chemtrail. To live in this paranoid world where the government is always trying to poison you and do terrible things, and yes, the government does terrible things, but you know, they really kind of want to keep you around because you're a good resource for them. I mean, you pay up their taxes, and they don't really want to exterminate
your livestock on the human farm.
Yeah, I mean, it would be tantamount to killing off, you know, a portion of the population of your cows. You know, if you were a farmer, your crop? Why would you want to go and do that?
The government thrives through your tax dollars. Yeah. You a percentage of your wages go to pay them. Why would they want to kill off people that pay them?
But it's interesting what they're doing here on Contrail Science. They've got a bunch of articles on the left-hand side, and they don't appear to be organized in any manner or fashion. So you just kind of have to roll through them and see what interests you. But one of them that I wanted to look at was chemtrail aircraft photos. Because, again, we've been doing this show for almost a decade now. And coming up in 2 months, less than 2 months, we've been doing it for a decade. But we've heard from the chemtrail folks a lot over the years. And because, you know, it's an open phone show, you can call in about anything you want. So now and then they'll call in and they'll bring up kind of the points about this and try to convince us and, you know, try to bring us on board with their conspiracy theory. And now and then they'll point something out that'll kind of make you go, hmm,
yeah, I wonder what that is.
That's interesting. And so this site is debunking one of these photos that I remember we saw this, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Was it Wayne that showed us this?
I think so.
Yeah. So Wayne is actually one of our co-hosts, and he's a little bit more into the conspiracy realm, I would say.
Well,
and
the picture made me wonder when I saw it.
Yeah, what is this? Well, it's the inside of an
aircraft. I'm not going to just dismiss a picture I see.
It's an inside of an aircraft with a bunch of scary-looking barrels in there.
It looks like washing machines or something.
And a sign that looks like it may say hazmat inside in the background. And that's it. You know, this is just kind of put out there by the conspiracy theorists. So, aha, see? Someone's been inside one of these planes, and they took a picture, and they smuggled it out, and now the internet knows the truth.
What the hell is this? What is this? What are they spraying?
Well, according to this, it is a Boeing 777-200LR Worldliner, specifically its WD-001 version, a plane that was used for flight testing. And not only are they making that counterclaim, because, you know, that sounds good, like they know what they're talking about, right? Well, they actually give you the original photo. That's because the one that is passed around on the conspiracy sites has been doctored.
Hmm.
The original photo,
like the shark jumping out of the guy hanging from the helicopter.
Yeah, but in a little bit more of a subtle manner. This photo was doctored by them adding the words hazmat inside. So everything else in the photo is the same, except they added hazmat inside to a sign on the background of this.
It makes it more believable. Plane.
It makes the claim that it's chemtrails.
It's like when the monks in the 14th century added the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost to the Bible just to make it show everybody understood the Trinity was true.
The barrels, by the way, what's in the barrels? There are barrels on this plane. They contain water. Why? Well, it's pumped around to shift the center of gravity to test various flight characteristics. That's the point of this particular plane. This is a test plane.
Right. What if all the fat guys ran to one side of the plane? You need to know that information if you just built a plane, right?
Right. So, and then this article goes on with more and more pictures after pictures, like weird nozzles and things like that coming off the side of planes. And they point out they're facing the wrong way. They're not spraying. They're actually sampling the atmosphere. There's this funny device on the back of a plane that is claimed that it's used for spraying. And they say, yes, it actually is a spraying device. It's this circular concentric circles with little nozzles on the end of it. But it's quite innocuous. It's actually used to spray water, and it's used by the Air Force to test the icing of planes in flight. They even then show you a picture of this spraying device in action with a jet right behind it flying into this the spray for the purposes of testing the condensation in the ice that happens.
I guess that's information you need to know, too.
Yeah, so all kinds of photos and, you know, what they're saying is the truth about these pictures. So lots of information over at ContrailScience.com for anybody that is tantalized by the conspiracy theory out
there.
There's
a lot worse things going on in the United States and around the world than what they're spraying from the sky.
That you can see for yourself. There are a lot worse things happening that don't require you to have some sort of leap of faith.
What is this site, by the way?
This is ContrailScience.com.
Okay.
So you're right, Mark, and I'm glad you brought that point up. Here's a conspiracy theory for you. You want a conspiracy theory? I've got one for you. Chemtrails? Conspiracy theory to distract people from the real issues. Now, I don't know if that's really true or if it's either it is a conspiracy theory.
I don't believe it.
Or it's just people who are ignorant passing around misinformation. But one could suggest that a devious individual who wanted to distract Americans and others around the world from following important issues and real issues that are tangible and you can absolutely see and confirm with multiple verified reports, with this conspiracy theory, whether it's about 9/11 and the attacks there, or whether it's about JFK, or whether it's about chemtrails, or, you know, HAARP in Alaska, or whatever, I think it's a plausible conspiracy theory that all of that is just misinformation designed to lead people down a rabbit hole, which is very difficult to escape from, because they're persuasive. It's sexy. You know something that people don't. There's danger out there, and that the government is...
And they're clear bad guys.
Yeah.
Because with these conspiracy theories come a set of bad guys. These bad guys are known as the Bilderbergers. They're known as the Rothschilds. They're known as the international bankers. They're known as the Jews. They're known as all kinds of... people will claim that they're a shape-shifting lizard people from outer space.
Yep.
I mean, there's all kinds of different ways that this conspiracy theory can go. And frankly, it's just each conspiracy theorist can fine-tune their theory to them. And, you know, they pick what they like and what they don't like and just toss out the stuff they don't like.
Sure.
And, I'm not saying I don't believe in conspiracies. I believe in conspiracies. Ian, you and I have a PR lady, and we've talked with her. And you know, when we sit around and we talk about what we want to have happen with Free Talk Live, it's a conspiracy. We are conspiring in order to get something done.
Sure enough, 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. So, yeah, we acknowledge that there can be conspiracies, but we don't obsess over them. We don't pour our lives into researching them because we see the tyranny in the open. It's happening. They're doing it right now in front of you. Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI, toll free line. What am I laughing about? The comment on Twitter from Gary M. Watson. He says, of course chemtrails are BS. Everybody knows the secret chemical sprays are invisible. Just to set off the conspiracy theorists even further. 1-855.
I like that.
Yeah. 1-855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here, even in the remaining moments of this program, which we are in right now. So with you tonight, it is Ian
and Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We've got them for you. You can get signed up for news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and we'll email you whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. News.freetalklive.com will get you on that list. But also, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and then you'll get more than the news about Free Talk Live. You'll get updates during the show. We'll ask questions, sometimes post some show prep, observations, and sometimes even just during the regular day, we'll post stuff there. So you can go to news.freetalklive.com, follow us on email, Twitter, or Facebook, whatever your preference. It's all free. Let's go to the phones. Robert, listening in an undisclosed place. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind?
You mentioned a few minutes ago about, you were talking about conspiracy theories, and you were giving your opinion about it, and you're making it kind of sound like we don't have a right at all as to, like some of the, like for instance, we'll talk about the JFK assassination. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, he was our leader.
Not mine.
This guy was murdered on national TV.
No president is my leader.
People. Huh?
I said no president is my leader.
Let him make his opinion.
I get you, but go ahead.
And nevertheless, okay, well, if you don't want to call him your leader, that's fine.
Yeah.
But the guy was murdered on TV, national TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and... You say that things like the conspiracy, you're making it sound like we don't have a right at all you know, to know what the truth is.
No, I didn't say that at all.
Here, I'll tell you the reality is you'll never know what the truth is. No matter what it is, how innocuous or how important a situation is, you're only going to get a story. And whatever that story is, it may be close, it may be far from the truth, we don't know, but you're never going to get the truth because the truth is this sort of ephemeral thing that is experienced by different people differently. So I don't believe you could get the truth. And, frankly, there have been people come out on their deathbeds and say that John Fitzgerald Kennedy was, you know, they were part of the plot or whatever. I don't remember what the story was.
But it was CIA.
Yeah, it's CIA, but it certainly didn't have to do with what the Warren Commission said. And it still hasn't changed anything.
No, and that's the most important part. Look, by the way, by all means, go out, spend all the time you want to, digging into as many conspiracies as you want. It's your life, not mine. I would never tell you what to do with your life, Robert. But what I would say is that I don't believe it's an effective use of time. I think that there are more, far more important issues that one could focus one's time on. And I think Mark's right about JFK.
I agree with you. There are far more issues.
Well, I think that Mark's right, too, about the JFK thing. Even if the truth is out, and again, somebody did admit to being involved on their deathbed, and so the truth is supposedly out, or what one person's version of it is, and that is the CIA was involved, and that they, you know, put a hit out on this guy or whatever. But you know, even if that comes out, it doesn't matter anyway, because it's not going to stop the government from being corrupt. It's not going to prove to people that the government is corrupt any more so than they already know. So it's just more like, oh, that's what happened there. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, well, I guess it's kind of sad that you know, it's kind of, you know, here we are getting up onto 50 years when this happened, and it's like nobody doesn't have any answers. I mean, this is somebody's father that died.
I heard you, but there's a lot of somebody's fathers that die out there.
So. I think you get the point of what I'm talking about, Ian, you know?
I see your frustration with the, you know, the fact that the government is hiding the truth ostensibly on this, covering it up.
It ain't no different than the Roswell incident or Pangerine.
Nobody even knows what that is. Nobody has any idea what happened out there.
What's going
on? Yeah, and how much of your life are you willing to dedicate to finding out?
I think it's important. You don't.
Okay. Not important enough to spend time on. I've got a business to run.
If aliens are important to me, they'll come and let me know that they're important to me.
Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Take care, huh?
Yep, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And there's no point in saying you're calling from an undisclosed place if I know your voice. 855-453. I won't reveal where he's from, but he's called the show before. Let's go to Joe listening in Humboldt County to KGOE, California. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on now?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's actually it's a little bit of a I would say my first PSA of all time. Are you guys familiar with the Proposition 37 that's going on? That's coming up on the California ballot.
No, what's this one?
There's always a proposition coming up on the California ballot.
Oh yeah, yeah. California's good like that. I guess they let the people try to speak out as often as possible. But Prop 37 is. It's an initiative to label all food that's genetically modified in the state.
Yeah.
So that it's sold, it has to have the GMO label and this and that. And basically, a lot of the companies like Nestle and some of these bigger food manufacturers are against this because likely the reality is that they've been feeding us, you know, these GMO products and whatnot for a long time.
I can't imagine that 90-something percent of the food that's eaten in the United States is not genetically modified, a genetically modified organism. I can't imagine
true.
It's not.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the issue. And so to tie that in, I just looked into some of that because I'm out here in Cali and I'm having a daughter and I want to make sure that I'm making the right decisions. And so I just looked into some stuff and, of course, Monsanto, you know, the big boogeyman Monsanto is behind all this. But what I did not know until the other day is that Monsanto and Dow Chemical are the ones that created Agent Orange and all the gnarly dioxins, which are said to be the most toxic molecule that's synthesized by human beings ever of all time. It's these guys that made that stuff, and now they're trying to like influence and control our food supply, and you know, to try to keep people from having that right to know what's really going on with their food. And so I just wanted to put that out there. I didn't know if you guys were aware of that.
I don't know that I care. I don't know that I care what, you know, some other, what you know, I mean, there's all kinds of companies that have created all kinds of things that are deadly in the past. I mean, there's, you know, Einstein, you know, created the idea that you could, you know, blow up people with atom bombs or whatever. And so, you know, I mean, I don't think that what they created matters. I think that the science behind genetically modified organisms matter. And at this point, I don't think there's enough history behind them for us to know for certain whether or not they're a problem, but I tend to think that largely they're not.
Here's the problem.
Well, here's the thing is that they went and they put all that stuff on the people of Vietnam and on the ground of Vietnam and
Agent
on
Orange,
our soldiers
right?
were yep. in Vietnam. And then it turned out, oh, well, we didn't know that it was going to kill our soldiers and cause all these mutations. And then they put the bovine growth hormone, the RBST, that's in all the milk. That's being pulled off the shelves left and right, and companies are like, we don't do this. We don't do this because of...
Well, that's because they're having pressure from the public.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that they've been wrong in all these other situations with grave
consequences. A company is people, dude. It's not a company, okay? A company is not an entity. It's not a deadly corporation. It's people. The people who did make the decisions... Let me finish what I'm saying. Let me finish what I'm saying, and you can rebut it. Then, you know, the people that made those decisions are no longer in charge of Monsanto. That was in the 1960s they made
decisions. Are you sure about that?
I'm reasonably certain. It seems unlikely to me that a 20-year-old would still be around.
Some of the guys who were responsible back then are still in charge, or their underlings are still in charge.
Well,
then would that make the situation more hot of a topic or less?
Here's the real problem. Monsanto and other companies that have bad policies, because, you know, they're Terminator seeds and these patented seeds are ridiculous. These companies exist. They have bad policies. The problem is believing you're ever going to be able to do anything about it by changing, you know, the operation of government. Monsanto and all these other companies are always going to be more influential in government, especially at the federal level, than anyone else, than any little people like you and I.
I don't have a problem with getting a proposition on to allow to have labeling.
I'm just saying, don't be under the delusion that the government's going to save you from Monsanto. They're buddy.
Oh no, yeah, I'm not even hoping for that to happen because that's why, like what you said, California's always having a proposition because we somehow managed to realize that it's not up to them.
The only thing that's going to solve this problem with Monsanto is the abolishment of the U.S. federal government and ultimately the ending of the idea of patent laws and
patent
protection.
Really
because that's why Monsanto is powerful. They use patent law
to destroy farmers,
to destroy small farmers, and to keep competition out of the marketplace. And that's why they are who they are. And it's because of government is why Monsanto is, if they're a threat, is a threat. And I thank you, Joe, for your call and thoughts tonight. Hey, Terrence was on the line. Sorry we didn't get to you. Call tomorrow night. We do this thing live every single night of the week, even if we're not on your local station. We're on live, 7 to 10 Eastern. Call in about anything, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Folks, you remember why it's so crucial to have access to travel assistance on every trip, right? Well, if you're like me, you have OnCall International. On the line is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, why is membership with OnCall International so important?
Rudy, OnCall International is a trusted leader in emergency evacuations. We offer medical evacuation to the hospital of your choice. We cover any trip beyond 50 miles from home, and we offer plans to fit every budget or need.
Save 30% off your membership today with the code MAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135.
East and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.